Mr. President, Eswatini has continued to cherish a homegrown and unique model of a people-driven democratic governance. Like many other democracies, our constitution recognizes the role of the monarchy, as well as a bicameral parliament, separation of powers, fundamental human rights, and the rule of law. It takes into account our rich cultural heritage and traditional African values, in that it is grounded in respect, consensus, and community through traditional structures. It is a monarchical democracy. Our system is based on individual merit, where candidates are nominated from their communities to stand for elections in constituencies which we call Dingundla, to which they are accountable. The electorate expects members of parliament to meet as colleagues rather than combatants, to look for consensus as opposed to partisanship, and to balance the interest of their constituencies with those of the nation. In terms of our democratic dispensation, elections are a constitutional imperative and are held every 5 years. We are looking forward to Emaswati expressing their desires through the ballot box. Sibaya remains one of our highest institutions where Emaswati dialogue and play their part in determining the future they want. It is an inclusive forum where citizens, irrespective of gender and social status, discuss issues of national interest.